What up, dog?
What you thinking about? What you thinking about? Just thinking out loud. Just thinking out loud. What you thinking about? What you thinking about? Just thinking it loud. Just thinking it loud. What you thinking about? What you thinking about?
Thinking out loud.
Mr. Thinking Out Loud Podcast,
brought to you by Cold North Entertainment.
What you thinking about? Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking
Out Loud.
What up, though? It's Anthony Vex, your operator. And it's the Thinking Out Loud Podcast. It's been a wild ride, right? Yeah. Unfortunately, like I've stated many times before, this is not a return. This is just a little episode. The reason I'm doing this episode is because I'm moving out where I stay right now. So I'm just making this last episode. It's the last thing I do here. So yeah. Fucking hate moving, man. I don't know about anybody else. Even when I'm moving to a better place, I fucking hate moving because I generally never ask anybody for help. Actually, I've never asked anybody to help me move, and so it's crazy because I've always helped so many people move. It's like, why don't you ask anybody else? I don't know, man. I don't know. I probably need to, because I don't know. It's just, but it was a fucking struggle, and towards the end, my fucking muscles started fucking trying to cramp and lock up on me, and that was some bullshit. But, and I haven't had that happen in so long. So, like, yeah. Just let you know. I haven't had to really deal with too much bullshit lately, thankfully. But, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. What to talk about? What I'm thinking about. Appreciate everybody who checked out years later, Freestyles Unvaulted. Like I said before, it's just some old shit, 20 plus years old. I wanted to get some new out while I was dealing with some issues with the getting out the EP that's coming out in 2 days. God damn, I need water or something. But yeah, reminder, Black Magic Volume 3 is releasing September 1st, this Friday. So if you have it, pre-save, you can't pre-save from the last episode. I put the link in there. But one thing else I've noticed, like, I appreciate everybody that's listening and you know, enjoying the music and shit and the podcast, but I don't understand why you motherfuckers won't follow my profiles. Like, follow the podcast, follow my music profile, follow my fucking social medias. Why is that so much to ask? Like, and I don't even be the motherfucker that be all up on that bullshit. I detest asking people to follow and subscribe and all that bullshit. But I guess I understand why so many other streamers and social media personalities and whatever be constantly throwing that, please hit the subscribe button and notification bell and all that blah blah blah. on every fucking thing that they do, because people just won't do it if you don't fucking encourage them to. Like, I've been getting so many fucking plays from new people and shit, and old people too, and motherfuckers have been saving the songs and shit, but I don't think they seem to realize that, you know, it helps the artists out a lot. That helps the artists out, clearly getting plays and people saving the shit, but it goes so much further when you actually like, follow, subscribe to their profiles and shit. Like, it goes so far. So, you know, I appreciate if y'all motherfuckers can look out for your boy and, you know, get me some more likes and subscribers and follows and all that bullshit. Cause it, see, that's the other thing. Like, I don't understand why people be so seemingly adamant against following and subscribing to people's shit. Like, okay, I could understand if I was talking about some OnlyFans or some kind of bullshit, but that shit costs you literally nothing. Like, if you got a paid subscription, that's on you, and that is what it is. But like, as far as like just subscribing or following to music channels and pages and shit, that shit don't cost nothing if you're already using the services. So if you're already on the service, I mean, why not? But, you know, it is what it is. People gonna be how people gonna be. Oh, man. In case anybody's wondering what I'm smoking on, it is a mixture. Damn, but I can't remember what is it mixed. Damn. I don't remember what the strains are. I know one of the strains was pineapple something. I don't remember exactly what it was. And then the other one, I have no clue. But I got them for the Lolo. And the pineapple shit, it was a shake ounce. That was part of the reason why I was so low. And the other ounce that I had got, it wasn't a shake ounce, but to be completely honest, it looked like some outdoor shit. And the percentage wasn't that high. Like, the pineapple shit, that the shake ounce was damn near 10% higher. And so, you know, like I said, that's why I mixed some shits together. Try to save some money, you know. Get cheap. This shit's been hitting. I tried them by themselves. It don't seem as nice. Yeah. Which is weird. Like, I don't know. Sometimes you mix shit, it turns out great. Sometimes you mix shit and it turns out completely worse, and you're wasting your shit. Thankfully, that didn't happen to me this time. But yeah, I love the autumn, fall seasons, but at the same time, because of me moving right now, I'm not looking forward to the weather changing and it getting colder, because, oh my gosh, I do not fucking enjoy smoking outside. And for the foreseeable future, I'll be smoking outside again. Oh. And it's not really an issue, except for I don't really care for it. And once it starts getting cold, like, that shit be damn near, you gotta be careful, fuck around, get frostbite on your fingertips and shit. Last year, man, my shit was getting so, well, not last year, 2 years ago. Yeah, cause last year I was Gucci. Oh, man, but, yeah, I'll be back in a minute.
sparrows have you looking your best. Always ripping your stereo. Every occasion, make fashion statements. For others look basic, face it. Cold wolf apparels can't replace it. Fabrics guaranteed to have you goaded if you lace it. Why not look fresh? Go ahead, get tasted. Don't thank me, just own it. So much drip, try not to slip on the moment. Streetwear, upscale attire, cold wolf apparels. Get ace age inspired. Get Ace Age inspired. Hold more from perils. Get Ace Age inspired. Ace Age inspired. Hold more from perils. Get Ace Age inspired. Ace Age unlimited. 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 Hold more from perils. Cold North Apparels. Cold North Apparels. Ace Age Unlimited. Ace Age Unlimited. Ace Age Unlimited. Cold North Apparels. Lifestyle Fashions. Lifestyle Fashions. Ace Age Unlimited. Cold North Apparels. Have you looking your best? Always rip, thick, and stare.
Something that's been on my mind a lot lately, because I keep experiencing and seeing it, like, it's fucking weird, man. Like, I don't got a problem with homeless people, because I've been homeless, you know? What I got a problem with is these begging ass, panhandling motherfuckers. Like, they piss me the fuck off. Because I swear more than half of them don't need to be out there, because either A, they ain't really homeless or something, they just faking the funk, trying to fucking scam people, or B, these motherfuckers getting social security checks and shit, but they blowing it all on dope, so they out there fucking begging so they can go get some more dope and shit. Like, fuck out of here, man. Like, it'd be one thing if you actually out here begging to get a meal. Like, you don't see motherfuckers begging for actual needs anymore. You see motherfuckers begging for their fixes and shit. And I'm like, fuck that. I can't get nobody to fucking support my habits and vices, so why the fuck am I supporting you motherfuckers? You know what I mean? Like, if you can't afford it, you shouldn't be on it in the first place. That just is what it is. But the other issue that I got with these begging ass motherfuckers is, why are they becoming, like, I don't know what the proper word is, it be seeming like they fucking in cahoots or like fucking organized begging now or something? Like, I don't know what to really say, but like, I be seeing these fucking spots where it be fucking 4, 5, 6 of these motherfuckers and they just be rotating and shit. Or it be like they have fucking somebody posted on every fucking corner. Like, what the fuck? That shit ain't right. What the fuck is going on? Like, the shit is getting egregious. Like, slow your fucking roll. Like, when did it become such a cool thing? Or so, where is the shame? Like, nobody gives a fuck no more. Like, and these motherfuckers, begging ass motherfuckers, is getting way too comfortable and like complicit with the shit. Like, I'm seeing these motherfuckers posted up with fucking lawn chairs and shit now. Like, for real? One time, I seen a motherfucker with a whole ass couch or a love seat or some shit. Like, for real? How the fuck did you manage to fucking get that out there in the middle of the fucking intersection? Like, are you fucking serious? You should be fucking working for two men in a truck or college hunks or some fucking bullshit if you able to do all that. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, make it make sense. But, like, you see these motherfuckers rolling up and shit while they fucking begging? Like, come on now. Like, do you understand what the assignment really is? What makes you think, I don't know, man. I personally will not and cannot fucking support these motherfuckers when I be seeing that shit. Like, I gotta feel that, or like somehow be moved to fucking give them, begging motherfuckers something. Because personally, I'm not in the best situation my damn self. Like, I don't got it to be just fucking handing out motherfucking money. Like, I'm not fucking making it rain on motherfuckers. Bitch, fuck out of here with that shit. You know what I mean? But, like, seriously though, I don't understand what the fucking deal is. Like, what the fuck is going on out here? Hold on. Alright, my bad. Look out the fucking window, get distracted by some weird ass shit. But anyways, fucking lost my train of thought. What the fuck is they doing? Bitches tweaking out. Oh man. I don't remember exactly where I was in my thoughts, but I know I was still talking about these begging ass motherfuckers and they just plain brazen audacity and fucking balls on these niggas. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. It's a difference between homeless and begging. Like, I just can't deal with the begging motherfuckers, man. Motherfuckers, I don't know, man. And some of these motherfuckers I know, like, a couple of these niggas done seen begging lately. Nigga, we grew up together. You a few years older than me. Fuck you got your hand out for? And I know you, this one nigga, for sure, is getting a fucking Social Security check. So, like, I get mad when I see that nigga out there. Like, I don't know, man, that shit ain't right. Motherfuckers getting free money and then they want more free money. When other motherfuckers gotta fucking try to do something. Like, you gotta do something. Bring some value besides just having your hand out like, huh, please, may I have some? No. That's fucked up. Because I ain't even trying to be harsh like that, but I can't take it, man. This shit is, it be just working my nerves. A lot of shit be working my nerves lately. I don't know, it's partly because going through the situations that I'm going through, but like, I guess I'm working my own motherfucking nerves because I keep fucking, I don't know, man. It's like, you see what you see and you make the best decisions with the information that you got available, but how come so often that it seems like the decisions that you're making ain't the right ones a couple ticks down the road? Like, that new information always ends up fucking changing everything. It's like, damn, for real, shawty? That ain't cool. That ain't right. Why? Why couldn't I have the full scope or just a little bit more fucking knowledge before I made my decision? Then I would have made the correct one or a better one in my estimations a lot of times, but I don't know, man. That's why I be like, try to hold off till I got as much information as I can before making decisions, but a lot of times you don't be having the fucking privilege of that. And you gotta go and fly and do what you gotta do at the time, you know? And yeah, it be fucked up, but yeah, still trying to move forward, man. This has been one of the weirdest, most relaxing and stressful months at the same time. Like, I don't know, I live a life of duality, and it's so crazy. Like, how could I feel so much peace and so much stress at the same time? Because it's like one thing, it's like the same thing that's making me peaceful is the same thing that's stressing me out. And that be the thing, man. Like, the thing that you start off loving is the thing that you end up eventually hating when you had too much of it. And then when you don't got enough of it, you miss it. Yeah, be. It's like, it's crazy. I don't know, man, but life keeps on moving, whether you want to or not. So make the best of your time, and I pray that we all out here doing positive things. You know, I wish the best for us all. I know we all can't get, but at least for those that are trying, I hope success finds you in some form or fashion. And as for me, I'm going to continue bumping my head until I find an opening, you know? But that's how it is when you're moving in the dark. Stay the same. That can be true and it can be false, like anything and everything. I don't know. But what I will leave you guys with is another one what the fuck moment. Like, okay, like, I smoke squares. I smoke Newports. Last time I bought some squares, you know, I shouldn't have, because I'm trying to fucking stop, because the price had rose up. But this is the reason that I ended up getting them. The motherfucker, I don't know why, or if it's just at shelves, or if it's everywhere. But the motherfucker told me that buying a soft pack was a dollar less. And so therefore it made it affordable to me again. And I was like, what the fuck? If I'd have known that, I would have been saving $1 all these years. Only smoking, buying the fucking soft packs instead of the hard packs. And just transferring over to an old hard pack or something. Like, that shit's crazy. Why the fuck is a hard pack cost $1 more than the short soft pack? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And another thing that I was thinking of that's somewhat on the same wavelength but different, it's the tax on the fucking squares and then fucking tobacco. They keep raising the fucking tobacco taxes and shit because they don't, you know, it's bad for you, blah, 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 this and that. But here's my thing. How come they don't do the same thing effectively to liquor, alcohol, spirits? You know what I mean? Like, that shit is the same effectively, can, and it's worse because, okay, both can kill you, but in the sense of alcohol, you got a chance of motherfuckers being dumb and fucking killing somebody else too. So that's why I feel like that should be getting taxed more and more every year, not the motherfucking cigarettes, you know. But that's just a little thought that I had earlier. Like, I don't know, man, I feel like liquor should get taxed more than cigarettes personally. Especially with the way, like, society is now, like, they can't even fucking smoke indoors no more like it used to be, unless it's in your own establishment, and half the time you can't even do that, a lot of places, even if it is your own shit, but, yeah, that was just another quick thought that I had. What I do have a little bit of time, the fucking mobile games that I've been playing lately is I'm still on AFAK Arena. Most of the other stuff that I told you about before, I didn't have stopped playing for at the moment. So yeah, AFAK Arena is still popping for me, and I started playing Street Fighter Duel. It's basically a Street Fighter AFK game. It's pretty cool. I like it. It ain't been out for that long, so it's still in the rising phases, but that's why I don't be understanding the whales on these games, man. Like, how do they even be affording just to be constantly dropping so much fucking dough in these games? Like, streamers are one thing, but you can't tell me that all these games, all these whales are streamers. That's not the case. It's motherfuckers that's just in there. To the point where I'm starting to wonder if some of these whale accounts aren't real and they're fucking made to fucking, like, basically, like, how the fake profiles are on dating apps and shit to boost the numbers and to make you feel FOMO. Like, I gotta fucking buy something to fucking compete with these other guys. This guy's too fucking strong and shit. Like, because some of the shit that be happening really don't make sense to me. RG is RG, but some shit is, like, beyond RG. It's like, okay, this is like, that's when you know that shit is fucking fraudulent. Like, okay, switch it off of these games that I play. Like, I was trying to fucking play a couple games to make some little money. One of these games that, you know, have the, that I've seen all these fucking ads for. And eventually I caved in and downloaded this shit to try this shit to see if I can do it too. And at first they be having you making it look like you fucking breaking in all mad kind of dough and shit, right? But then, you know what I'm saying, if you're not paying attention, slowly the winnings continuously decrease as far as the money, real money winnings, until the point where it'll stop even giving you real money winnings right before you reach a threshold where you can get the money out. Like, that's some fucking fake ass bullshit. Like, man, if I could see these people in person, I promise you they would have to catch the fair one. Like, if at least a mouth shot, I'm for real. Like, because this shit is fucking beyond stupid. Like, this shit ain't even cool. Like, why? Why is you doing this? You making all this fucking dough off of these ads. I know you are. Because how much advertisers cost to get they shit featured. And, like, you got all these motherfuckers downloading this shit because you can see the fucking numbers in fucking app stores and the Google app store and the fucking Apple store and Windows and all that shit. It tells you how many motherfuckers can download this shit and whatever, and how many people are playing and whatever, or using the apps. And that's what I'm saying, like, it'd be always hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And so everybody is getting these same experiences that you are. And think about it. Like, just, man, the money is just moving around. This shit is crazy. That's why I don't understand how come this shit is allowed. Like, either A, the app stores need to start vetting these fucking apps better and stop letting these scam apps be on their fucking shit. Or B, these motherfuckers need to be held accountable, and if they're not paying out like they claim, then they need to be fucking sued and thrown in jail and have their apps taken down. Like, whatever happened to false advertising being a crime? Like, is that only in America and these motherfuckers are like trying to do some sneaky fruit shit of operating overseas and shit? Like, I don't think that's what's going on. Like, some of it is probably, but I don't think that's the majority of it. That's what I'm saying. Like, this shit is fucking crazy. I don't understand how so many of these fucking scam peoples are getting away with it. Like, you got an address where they're sending, people got to send the money to. So they have to have a place where they're fucking getting the shit, where they're going to get the shit. The feds or whoever else should be fucking doing their jobs and fucking going to get these people so they can stop these motherfuckers from preying on fucking everyday citizens and shit. Motherfuckers that is getting fucking taken advantage of by this bullshit. Like, they fucking is preying on fucking people that is out here struggling, and the fucking government ain't doing their job of protecting us like they supposed to. And yet I'm paying all these motherfucking taxes. Why am I paying taxes if the shit that I need ain't happening? Like, it's just a lot of fucking funky shit as far as I'm concerned. But we'll get into that another time. To really wrap things up, though, this may very well be the last episode for the year. And probably for the season, for that matter, I guess. Because of, like I said, it's moving day, and I don't know how long it'll be until I get back into a situation where I'll be able to accommodate myself to do the fucking thing in the first place. So, yeah. Unfortunately, this might be it for a while. If it is, like I've been saying, I wish you all the best, man. And I hope whatever is going on in y'all lives is positive, great, and good things. And if it's not, I hope that the situation's in whatever the circumstances may be, improve and get better for y'all. Unless y'all some kind of pedophiles or something. Hopefully that ain't the case. I would hope pedophiles wouldn't be listening to me in the first fucking place. But anyways, I digress. Yeah, man. Like, do your thing, man. I'm gonna be trying to do mine. I'm gonna try and get back to y'all. Get back to doing the shit regularly. You know. Y'all can make it happen a lot easier if y'all hit them supporting buttons. I don't really know how all that shit works, but you know, if you're listening, you can figure it out. But yeah, I don't know, that's kind of funny. But anyways, yeah, it's thinking out loud. Alright. Thing, since because it's been so fucking long since I did the episodes and shit, I guess Anchor got acquired by fucking Spotify, and due to that being the case, now the show isn't on as many podcasting platforms unless you check, but it's still available on Spotify and RSS. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that info out there in case you didn't know, in case, because I did notice when I came back and was looking at some statistics, I think that disrupted some things. But I guess on the positive side, when I do come back, I'll be able to do something a little bit different, but it'll be easier to add music to the segments and stuff, so I can use it directly from Spotify instead of having to upload the shit directly to the thing. But yeah, that being said, that's that. And that's also why the newer episodes, since I came back after January, haven't had those ads are only in the older episodes. But I still get paid when they get played, and I don't have the option of putting them in anymore. My numbers aren't high enough anymore to do the sponsored advertisements. So only way I can get paid off of those is if people are listening to the older segments that still have those in them. Otherwise, yeah, I just need a lot higher following, like I was talking about earlier. Yeah, but that's that. I just wanted to add that in. Alright, man. Till next time. Hopefully it's sooner than later, but whenever it is, stay up. Alright.